Welcome to Startup Stories, the podcast that delves into the thrilling world of entrepreneurship, where innovation meets determination and dreams become realities. I'm your host, Ankit, and today we're uncovering the captivating journey of Ryan Ward, the co-founder of Rex Marketing and CX, a burgeoning agency that's redefining growth marketing and product development for early stage businesses. Ryan Ward, a maestro in business development and growth marketing, has a tale that resonates with the heart of ambition. Once the head of growth at My Wellbeing, he spearheaded the company's expansion across the United States. His conversations with hundreds of therapists revealed a stark gap in the market, the dire need for marketing in the mental health space. It was this realization that planted the seeds for Rex Marketing and CX. In April of 2023, Ryan, alongside his co-founder Alexis Wharton, launched Rex as a side hustle. They brought in an impressive $10,000 per month while juggling full-time roles, a testament to their proficiency in leveraging AI, automation, and outsourcing. Specializing in healthcare, financial services, and SaaS, Rex aims to empower small businesses and non-technical founders using no-code tools and growth hacking techniques. Ryan's entrepreneurial spirit isn't new. He's a second-time founder, having previously established and exited an edtech company in 2021. His expertise in no-code solutions became a cornerstone for Rex, positioning the agency uniquely as a beacon for non-technical founders seeking to bring their visions to life. The inception of Rex was not without its challenges. Ryan and Alexis had to meticulously identify their offerings, blending Ryan's growth marketing and no-code development skills with Alexis's prowess in graphic and UX design. Their initial focus on website designs, social media, and advertising gradually expanded into SEO and product development, leading to their first significant client 5 to 6 months in. Launching Rex was a streamlined process, thanks to Ryan's previous founding experience. He emphasizes the importance of not getting hung up on branding as it evolves over time, and prioritizes revenue generation over aesthetic perfection. Within 2 weeks of incorporation, Rex secured its first client, and through platforms like Upwork, they built a strong client base. Today, Rex boasts a healthy revenue of $9,800 per month. With Ryan's recent transition to full-time, the future looks even brighter. He plans to amplify sales and business development efforts, leveraging his sales background and relationships to scale the agency further. Ryan's insights from starting Rex are invaluable. He credits his network and transparent customer relations as pivotal in their growth. He's also learned to value his time more, setting boundaries to ensure that clients pay for the quality service they receive. If you're inspired by Ryan's story and have a flair for social media, Rex is on the lookout for a freelance social media specialist. This could be your chance to join a dynamic team and contribute to a growing startup. For those with entrepreneurial aspirations, take Ryan's advice. Overcome fear and just start. Embrace the uncertainty that comes with beginning a new venture, trusting that your experiences will eventually connect and propel you forward. If Ryan's story has ignited a spark within you, remember that your journey could be the next story we tell. Until then, keep dreaming, keep building, and tune in next time for another episode of Startup Stories. Please follow and subscribe to my podcast. Subscribing and following my podcast might seem like a small gesture, but to me, it's a lifeline. It's a bridge that connects us, allowing us to bring more stories, more laughs, and more moments of startup stories into our lives. This simple action, which comes at no cost to you, is invaluable to me. It helps me in ways that are hard to articulate, ensuring that I can continue to create content. See you in the next episode.